This is a busy slide that I am going to make a lot simpler because it's frankly too much to try to remember. But if you'll focus on the left side, this orange, yellow, and red table, on the left, the first column is talking about the peak tricuspid regurgitant velocity measures in meters per second. And you can, hopefully, it's been reported on your echocardiogram, and if it has, you can look at that number, and if it's less than 2.8 or not measurable, you can look for something else besides PAH. At the other extreme at the bottom, if your peak TRV is greater than 3.4, which I think might have been a test question, it doesn't matter what the rest of the echo looks like. That's a high probability echocardiogram, and you need to go on and get a right heart catheterization. So the stuff in the middle, the intermediate orange category there, it depends on what the tricuspid regurgitant velocity is. If you look at the third column, that if it's 2.9 to 3.4, for example, but there's no other indications on echo that the patient may have pulmonary hypertension, it's considered intermediate. At a lower level, if there are echo findings, it's considered intermediate. And what I mean by echo findings, they're written on the box on the right. But just to keep this simple, what we really look at is the right ventricular size and the right ventricular function. And if those are normal and you've got a low TRV, move on and start thinking about something else.